Despite many unanswered questions still surrounding COVID, we continue to learn important lessons from the pandemic. And a substantive conclusion confirms what many of us had believed for years. That is, the position of the director of the Pennsylvania Emergency Management Agency has become elevated in significance and the realm of responsibility ever greater in reach. This is another reason why I believe this vital role should be filled through a nomination and confirmation process rather than executive approval alone. That is why I've introduced this legislation to require Senate confirmation. The security landscape changed dramatically during those frightening days following the terrorist attacks of 9/11. Since then, severe natural and man-made disasters have struck the Commonwealth with increased frequency. The pandemic has added a dimension to the agency's portfolio, with all the health-related considerations causing extended declarations. Earlier today, the Veterans Affairs and Emergency Preparedness Committee advanced legislation to actually transfer authority to PEMA to serve as the lead agency to oversee our floodplain management, as well as to administer and oversee the National Flood Insurance Program at the state level. So consequently, PEMA has become a more prominent frontline entity with a wide range responsibility to help Pennsylvania and our citizens respond, recover, and rebuild from natural and man-made disasters. We saw this evolution close up when I chaired the Veterans Affairs and Emergency Preparedness Committee and led a joint review of the Valentine's Day snowstorm back in 2007. Oversight is extremely important and an extremely important function, but much of it comes after the fact. And the increasing intensity of weather certainly raises the stakes about the caliber of the individual leading the agency. We should, as the General Assembly and the Senate, have the chance to judge the qualifications and capabilities and priorities of the director long before that individual assumes office, just as we do for other state departments, many of which have lesser impact on community safety. PEMA has a total complement of staff of 371 employees, far greater than the departments of aging, banking, DCD, and drug and alcohol, and insurance, all agencies that require Senate confirmation for their cabinet officials. So a director who goes through confirmation will have the advantage of legislative contacts. He or she will have greater understanding of the local conditions and concerns, and beyond what can be gleaned from the best set of briefing books. From the legislative standpoint, our oversight responsibility will be carried out on a more informed basis. We can judge their methods and we can judge their motives. We can match promises and pledges against performance. We can assess the degree to which their agenda has been acted upon and their reforms carried out. I want to emphasize that the matter of confirmation predates whatever current disputes may exist between executive and legislative branches over responses. This is not an issue of partisan advantage. It does not diminish or shackle gubernatorial authority. Public safety and emergency planning, as we heard recently, affect every county and community in our state. With the current administration having roughly a year or so left, this measure will have no impact whatsoever on this governor. This is an issue worth acting on irrespective of who holds the governorship or what the partisan split might be. Applying the checks and balances that confirmation brings will benefit the state in years to come. This bill is a solid step towards a more responsive and accountable state government leadership in the important area of emergency management. It will increase accountability, ensure the agency is prepared to deal with emergencies efficiently and effectively. So I urge an affirmative vote on the confirmation of the PEMA director.